Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. The broad rollout of vaccines in doctors' offices has started. For now, each practice will receive about 20 vaccine doses per week, but the offer is to be expanded gradually. The exact number of participating family doctors' practices in Berlin is not known yet, but per a recent survey, 1,800 out of 2,500 practices stated that they want to participate. Practices are currently urged to consider only their existing patients and to follow the guidelines for prioritization of the Standing Commission on Vaccination, or STIKO, when selecting patients to vaccinate. All over Germany, a total of 1 million doses will be supplied to doctors' offices this week, as announced by Health Minister Jens Spahn before Easter. According to him, in the first 2 weeks, only BioNTech Pfizer will be provided, but after that, AstraZeneca will be added and later Johnson & Johnson. The minister assured that by the end of April, the vaccination campaign is supposed to pick up speed and it will be possible to provide more than 3 million doses of vaccine to doctors' offices every week, and all vaccine doses should be given immediately as opposed to storing them for later. Mayor Mueller pointed out that currently it is not possible for those under 60 years of age to receive AstraZeneca in Berlin's vaccination centers. Instead, this should be done largely through family doctors. A week ago, the federal and state governments followed the recommendation of the STIKO that AstraZeneca should generally only be used for people 60 years of age and over. The background to this is cases of cerebral blood clots. Younger people can continue to be vaccinated with it at their own risk, after consulting their doctor. Currently, more than 450,000 people in Berlin have received their first vaccination, which corresponds to a vaccination rate of 12.3% as of Monday. A second vaccination has so far been given to just under 220,000 people in Berlin, with a vaccination rate of 6%. Doctors themselves can select and schedule their patients in the office or for a home visit, provided they follow vaccination prioritization and currently are vaccinating only in the two highest priority levels. The Family Physicians Association advises that after the broad start of vaccinations in practices, prioritization should take a back seat as the supply of vaccine increases. Association boss Ulrich Weigelt stated, quote, "Prioritization was and is a good guideline for physicians as long as the vaccine is still available in small quantities. However, we will soon have to look not so much at numbers, but increasingly at people's health. For example, a 69-year-old man with hypertension and diabetes should perhaps receive the vaccination rather than a 72-year-old triathlete." Unquote. Already at the beginning of March, Berlin and Brandenburg did run a vaccination pilot project in family doctors' practices, with an aim to test logistics and the documentation processes. The Wilmersdorf District Office wants to start with the rebuilding of the Preußen Park and the popular Thai food market later this year. City Councilor for Construction Oliver Schroffenegger of the Greens is therefore looking for citizens to contribute their ideas for the design. Since 2018, the district office has been working on changing the situation in the park, and the goal is to take into account the various interests of those who frequent it in the new concept. All planned measures are to be implemented by 2026. In the coming months, expert discussions on the conversion of the Preußen Park are planned, according to a press release from the district office. Anyone can participate in the discussion event, but needs to visit the Preußen Park beforehand, as notices with QR codes and further information on citizen participation are only to be found there. The QR code can then be used to register for the meeting. The plans of the district office include comprehensive remodeling. For the most part, Berlin landlords are complying with the new rent cap law. According to an inquiry by FDP Member of Parliament Sibylle Meister, the Senate Department for Urban Development and Housing has so far only had to intervene and enforce a rent reduction in 526 cases. This compares with 1,694 complaints from Berliners, as a result of which the authority then checked whether the rent in question was considered excessive within the rent cap law. In 284 cases, the Senate administration also granted a surcharge. This was the case, for example, if the living space had a fitted kitchen, high-quality sanitary equipment, or a passenger elevator. The answers to the inquiry were made exclusively available to the Berliner Morgenpost. With the rent cap law, the Berlin Senate froze the rents for about 1.5 million apartments in Berlin since February 23rd of 2020 at the level of June of 2019. The tasks of enforcing and monitoring compliance are divided between the districts and the Senate. Tenants can turn to the districts if the landlord has not lowered the rent on his or her own initiative after the law came into force, and if there's a suspicion that there may be an incorrect calculation or if too much rent continues to be due. The Senate Department is responsible for capping overpriced rents at the request of tenants. Before the law was launched, it was feared that hundreds of thousands of Berlin's tenants might turn to districts and the Senate to enforce a reduction in their rents. So far, however, this has not been the case. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.